This is Eileen Smith, and you're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Coming up, I'll share with you 5 social media no-nos. Talk about some things that I see going on social networking, and some of these things you may disagree with me about, but at least hear me out. And I picked these 5 things because I think they make people look very desperate and sometimes often selfish. And of course, social media is not about, you know, being desperate to get people to follow you or like you. And you definitely don't want to be selfish on social media. You always want to be a giver. And as long as you're a giver, trust me, you will receive all the attention, all the likes, shares, and traffic that you want. So here's my list, and you let me know what you think. Number 1. Tagging people unnecessarily. And I know you guys all have been tagged primarily in Facebook on images. That is one of the worst things you can do. Also, people invite you to groups with when you don't even know them that well. That's not a good idea to do that. Tagging people in pictures is really the worst. And it's most of the time, nobody is in that picture. You just want everybody to stop by, and they especially do that at holiday time. You know, there's a picture of Santa Claus, and you tag all these people and say, "Happy holidays." Yeah, you don't have to do that. You know, if that's the case, I'd rather for you to come and write on my wall, because you can write on my wall. I'd rather for you to write on my wall and just say, "Hi, Eileen. Happy holidays." Please don't tag people in pictures when they're not in the picture. The other thing is, I see that happening on Google Plus a lot. You know, people will decide that they want to send a message directly to people, and the people aren't even related in the post that they're referencing on Google Plus. Same thing with tweets. In fact, I had to have a little chat with a friend of mine because he kept including me in his tweets. And I know he was new to Twitter and he didn't know any better, and he apologized and we moved on. He stopped doing it. But if you have a post, hopefully I'll get around to it. But for you to list all of these people and you haven't mentioned them in the post, that looks really desperate. And it's also on Twitter, it's really spammy. Okay, so that's my number one. And I know everybody's going to agree with me on that one. Okay, here's another one that I've seen some bloggers, and I gotta be honest, I was a little surprised. I see some bloggers doing this, and I know it probably has something to do with this new thing that Google has called rel equal author. But people that have multi-author blogs or have an abundance of guest bloggers like myself, they will add their Google Plus ID to the person's bio. Well, honestly, I think that's being a little selfish. The other person wrote the post. Why does your Google Plus ID have to show up on their bio? Your Google Plus ID should be all over your blog. I think it's a little selfish, and you're taking away where they could apply their Google Plus ID. That one, I know that might be a little controversial, but you let me know what you think. If you are a guest author, do you want your host's Google Plus ID next to your name? Let me know what you think. Okay, number 3. Now, this particular pet peeve of mine happens primarily on forums, not so much on Twitter or Facebook. It's when people use their URL as their username. And I mean their full URL, not just the name of their blog. Like, for example, my blog's name is Basic Blog Tips. And yes, I have a Twitter account, Basic Blog Tips. But no, I mean that your full username is http://www.mydomain.com. That's your username? First of all, I don't even think that should be allowed. It's really a little unfair because it's really giving you a link, even though that particular username might not be hyperlinked to your website. It's just looking a little desperate, Okay, so hang around the forum until whenever whoever runs the forum says, okay, you can put links in your signature, and that's where your links belong. You really should be yourself when you're on forums. Number four, and this goes back to being yourself. Using celebrity or authority figure images for your profile pic. I don't know how many people I see that are Steve Jobs. It's like, you're not Steve Jobs. I understand a lot of people were upset when Steve Jobs passed away, and maybe particularly on Facebook, you want to change your profile pic as a way to acknowledge how much you loved or respected this man and his contribution to the internet and the world. You keep it up maybe for about a week, but to here it is months and months later and you still have Steve Jobs pic as your profile pic. That's not good. It looks desperate and it looks selfish. And it also makes you look like you're trying to perpetrate to be something that you're not. I gotta be honest with you. Okay, drum roll please. Number five. My top thing. Actually, I guess this should be number one, but it's number five because I numbered them that way. And my number five is when you never interact on social sites. You don't thank people for retweeting you. You don't like any of their posts when they do mention you because you were talked about in the post. You won't even come by on Facebook and say, yes, I like the fact that you mentioned me. There's absolutely no interaction. You just tweet about yourself all day long. And I think a lot of people probably know at least two or three people that are like that. And I find it totally selfish. And even though these people may have a lot of followers, I also find it to be very desperate. Because if you don't have time for social media, then don't get involved with it. And that's just how I feel. There are some networks that I don't have time with. I'll give you a perfect example. I very much wanted to get involved with Empire Avenue. I know a lot of my friends are on it. I even know someone who works there, but I know that I don't have time for Empire Avenue. So I'm not going to set up an account knowing that I don't have time to dedicate to the platform and just have my account sitting there and, possibly feeding some types of tweets or some types of posts there. I'm really not sure how it works over there. I just wouldn't do that. I think it looks desperate and it's also very selfish. One day when I have time, I'll set aside some time and I will explore a network like that. But for people to have a network like Twitter or Facebook and they never show up, they're just auto feeding everything, I think it's desperate. And not to mention selfish. And that's my number one, even though it's number five on the list, it's my number one pet peeve. Thanks so much for listening to these five social media no-nos. Look, it's Eileen. I'm from basicblogtips.com. if you tweet me and you mention me in a tweet because I was in one of your blog posts, I'll come by, I'll say hi. You don't have to desperately tweet me on things that I'm not included in. And on Twitter, I'm at Eileen. This is the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'll talk to you soon.